You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. You will notice that the scripture says the Lord appeared to Abraham at the age of 99 here. He had not yet become Abraham. God had not yet fulfilled his purpose. I think the Lord called him at about 70, 75 years old, thereabout. But at 99, when the Lord appeared to him, the Lord still preached the same message to him. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Whatever obedience the Lord demands from your life, if you run away from it, even for 50 years, the day you will come back to God, you will come back to that matter. At 99, God should not be telling a man, walk before me and be thou perfect. But sadly, at 99, that was the message God was still preaching to Abraham. At 99. And he said, be thou perfect, then I will fulfill my promise. So you were the one delaying the promise because you do not walk in obedience. So, brethren, age and time does not change God's demand for obedience. The fact that God told you to do something a year ago and you have not done it, and days are counting and years are counting, does not mean that it will suddenly disappear. It can never disappear. He said, not a jot of my word will fade away without being fulfilled. It is not going to go away. That's why the Bible says in Lamentation 3:27 that it is good to bear the yoke while we are young. You know, there are some mistakes that you can make while you are young. Most people make mistakes in their teenage years, in their 20s. But when you begin to still make mistakes at 60, you know, there's a problem. When you are making landmark mistakes, you are approaching 60 or you are above 60, you are now taking adultery as a hobby. You should know that you are setting yourself up for destruction. And, you know, the thing about the Lord is this. Your age notwithstanding, if you come to God at any age, you will have to learn God from the ABC. It's not like the adult education that they may not allow you to go to primary school. They will just do a crash program for you. God will not do a crash program for you. You will also have to go and learn God the way you will have been learning him in your teenage years or in your early 20s. You will have to go back and start again. Don't let it be that at the age of 99, God will still be preaching to you that you should repent, that you should forsake your sin, that you should receive Jesus. It is not going to go away. Don't think that age and time is going to heal it. You see, the wound of sin does not get healed with time. They say time heals everything. No, time does not heal sin. Only repentance heals sin. So why today is called today? Repent. What is it that God has said to you? Repent and begin to obey God. I see people, they say, they can fall into sin and quickly repent. What you don't know is that you have refused to make progress with God. The day you get serious, you are going to start from the ground. You are going to start from the scratch. How many years do you think you have in life to waste your years? I just pray that today you will respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will no longer delay that obedience that he has been demanding of your life, which he has made grace available for you through his death and resurrection to be obedient. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.